Hey freaks, it's Monday, April 21st, 2014. Coming up on the program today, Dear India, the civilized world can't take you seriously if you continue to shit in the streets. Plus, anal sex advice from a tranny, an infomercial for truck nuts, and jack-off inspiration for the blacks. All this plus your voicemails today on The Distorted View Show.
Cut the water off!
This is fucking retarded.
You are a faggot!
I need my inhaler! Get your hand out of your ass!
Rape my boy pussy! Rape my boy pussy!
Tim Hansen reeks of anus.
Homosexual!
You stupid fuck!
Hey freaks, Tim Hansen with you, back to start a new week of programs. Hope you all had a great Easter. You know, it's not one of my favorite holidays. It's, to be honest, it's not even in my top three favorite. You can't beat Labor Day. And I'll tell you why. At the beginning of the year, you've got tons of holidays. You know, Valentine's Day, New Year's, Valentine's Day. Plus, days you get off, like Martin Luther King Jr. Day, all this other shit. Easter, it ends kind of with Easter, right? And then you've got a chunk of time where there's not a lot of real holidays. I mean, you've got like Mother's Day and Father's Day. The only real holiday you got is like in July with, you know, for the 4th of July. But then come, you know, the beginning of September or whatever, when Labor Day hits, oh, then you've got Thanksgiving and Halloween and Christmas, the big one. So that final third of the year is where it's at, and it all starts with Labor Day. You know, you get rid of Easter, no one's going to even notice it, because there's so many other holidays. I mean, Christians might notice it. They might have something to say about us getting rid of Easter. But come on, it's a crowded area of the calendar. The good thing about Easter, though, is the after-Easter chocolate sale. Right? All the unsold little Easter eggs and candies get marked down considerably. I can't wait to get a giant fucking Hershey's chocolate crucifix, which they actually sell. When did that start happening? I remember the chocolate bunnies, like the hollow milk chocolate rabbits, but I don't remember crucifixes being sold. That had to be within the last 10 years. I like it, though. What I wish is they would sell, like, a hand, like a milk chocolate hand of Jesus with a chocolate nail through it. Oh, it'd be delicious. Might as well go for that. I gotta work on that. That could be a real moneymaker for me. The hand won't be hollow, though, you see. It's gonna be filled with, liquidy caramel. And when you pull the nail out of Jesus' hand to free him from the cross, out of the hole will start pouring delicious caramel. It's a nice gimmick. All right, again, any investors, contact me. We are going to make a killing next Easter. I'm sorry, Jesus, that wasn't even a pun. You know who's really making a killing and doing fucking, like, Olympic dives into gold coins a la Scrooge McDuck? The guy who invented truck nuts. What I love about this entrepreneur is that he's not just resting on his laurels, right? He created the truck nuts, obviously a huge seller, but he said to himself, you know what? There's more to be done. I'm not just going to sell one model of truck nuts. Oh, no. Just as real nuts come in different colors, shapes, and sizes, so shall truck nuts, he decreed. He being the guy who invented this stupid thing. You know what truck nuts are, right? They're little plastic accessories for pickup trucks. They resemble balls, and they're hung. I guess they're, like, attached at the rear bumper at the bottom of the vehicle, right? So they look like they're your balls hanging from the truck. All right, well, I've got a clip here. Remember last week on the show, I played you a ridiculous, it was like, 11-minute commercial for an alarm clock. And it wasn't even an inventive alarm clock. It was pretty basic. Well, this is a 3-minute commercial for truck nuts.
Hey, hi, how you doing? I'm David. I want to welcome you to YourNuts.com, where we feature premium novelty testicles. We feature the original nut.
Do you really need a premium novelty testicle? Wouldn't the cheap ones suffice? By the way, their website is no longer YourNuts.com. I'm guessing a porn website asked them for that, right? They paid them a great deal of money for it. Now you can go to MonsterTruckNuts.com.
On the net. What you'll find here is all kinds of fun stuff for your ride, your truck, your car, whatever. Now, me and my friends, we're going to tell you all about this today. And first thing I'd like to do is I'd like to bring in Ed. And what he's going to do is he's going to tell you all about the Monster Truck Nuts.
Why are there always multiple people for these stupid ads? It should just be one guy. Like, hey, we've got some new nuts for you.
I ain't going to steal none of his thunder, but these are the biggest nuts around. Here's Ed.
Howdy, folks. My name is Ed, and I'm going to show you the Monster Truck Nuts. Now, most of you are familiar with the 8-inch-sized Ear Nuts. Mm-hmm. These were the original nuts on the net, the ones that started it all. Unfortunately, they just didn't have it for the lifted trucks. So David went back to the shop and developed these, the 16-inch Monster Truck Nuts.
They're like double the size of the original nuts!
As you can see in the side-by-side comparison, these things are huge. The Monster Truck Nuts are approximately 16 inches in size and weigh just over a pound. They feature the veins on the top, which are synonymous with Ear Nuts products.
If Ear Nuts don't have veins, they're simply not Ear Nuts. You want to stay away from imposters.
They come in 5 different colors. You got flesh. You got black. And of course, we got the blue balls. We won't ask my wife where we came up with the idea for this one.
Get it? What else do we have?
We have the red ones. Now, if you got one of those really tall, bling-bling monster trucks, what would look better than the biggest size of chrome nuts on the market? The 16-inch Monster Nuts Chrome.
What would look better? How about no fucking fake nuts dangling from your truck at all?
Imagine the looks you'll get with these bad boys dangling in front of Mama's face on the freeway.
Someone put a comment on YouTube. Why don't you just stick a dildo in the exhaust to complete the look?
If you're looking for something a little bit different that might go flippity-flop in the wind...
Floppy nuts!
Check out our 14-inch giant bull balls. These are cast from a genuine Brahma bull. Using a flippity-flop type plastic and a proprietary mounting system, you mount these underneath your rig and watch the looks as they flippity-flop all trip long.
So many options at the Monster Truck Nut Warehouse. Check them out at monstertrucknuts.com. Didn't Corey do a song about truck nuts? I think it was a Christmas carol or something.
Truck nuts hanging by an open fire. Certifying we're white trash. So veiny as they sang. Like worn out punching bags, looking all red like a diaper rash. Truck nuts hanging by an open fire. Feeling like the smoothest leather. It's obvious to me that Grandma can't stop staring at those testes tonight.
There you go. Corey of Butt Fudge Sunday. Someone's asking me, what is this Butt Fudge Sunday? I guess Butt Fudge Sunday hasn't really been around that much in the last year or two, so new listeners don't know what it is. Corey used to do a podcast for me, for Sideshow members, called Butt Fudge Sunday, in addition to having his own website at buttfudgesunday.com. And he would also do, you know, mashups, remixes, and shit like that. Corey's a very talented guy. Whenever I mention Corey, it's, you know, I'm basically mentioning Butt Fudge Sunday. So there you go. Moving on, I've got another cam whore here who's trying to get you off by helping you through your jerk-off session, but only if you're black and you don't mind the N-word.
Hey there, nigga. It's your beautiful white, green-eyed goddess. And I want you to worship my ass and stroke that nigga dick for me today. That's right. I need you to stroke on that nigga dick for me. You're gonna jerk off exactly how I tell you to.
That doesn't sound like fun. Like, I like to jerk off the way I like to jerk off.
Yeah, so go.
I don't want people telling me how to jerk off.
Go ahead. I want you to take your dick out your pants.
I take my dick. I whip my dick out, and then I place my penis between my two hands, and I rub my hands together like I'm rubbing two sticks together to start a fire.
That's nigga. Get your.
That's literally how I thought jerking off worked when I was just learning about jerking off. No one showed me how. Why didn't I have a creepy uncle to show me the ropes? You know? No, I'm rolling my dick around. Like dough, like bread dough.
Ocean.
Make pretzels or something.
Move that dick up. I know you're already hard, nigga.
Now, this goes on for 6 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing because, you know, you've heard it all before. But, God, she loves the N-word.
Faster, nigga. Even faster, nigga.
She's now got her ass in the camera's view.
Yeah, look at all that perfect ass up in the nigga's face. Shit. Not many white girls got an ass like this, nigga.
That's true.
Not many white girls got the confidence to call you a fucking nigga.
Jesus Christ, it's just N-word after N-word. Nigger after nigger. It's a new television show I'm working on. But, you know, there are so many of these type of videos out there. It just means that there are some black guys who like this. They like their white woman to be in control and call them the N-word.
Yeah, you're doing a good job, nigga, but you gotta go faster.
She's not being racist. She's praising him. He's doing a good job.
Harder. Oh, yeah, nigga. Stroke it, nigga. Up and down. Cut those nigger balls. That nigger dick is hard as a fucking crack rock that you be slinging out on the street.
Ouch.
That nigger dick is so hard right now. Tug on that nigger dick. Come on, go faster. Go as fast as that ass be shaking up in that nigger dick face. Yeah. Pull on that nigger dick as fast as I'm shaking my ass. Yeah, nigga. I want you to bust that nut for me soon, nigga. Oh, shit, nigga, you about to come.
Yeah.
You about to come, nigga.
You know, the longer she speaks and says the N-word, the more she, like, starts trying to talk black. Like, oh, shit, you gonna come, nigga, huh? You gonna come in this white ass? Let's finish it up here. I wanna see what happens when the guy comes.
You about to bust that fucking nigga nut in 10, 9...
Oh, a countdown.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3... 2, 1.
Black off!
Yeah. Oh. Bust that fucking nigger nut for me. There you go.
All right.
There you go.
Well, I hope she helps some of you African-American listeners out who were trying to masturbate but just couldn't muster the erection. Switching gears, in India, shitting in the streets is a real problem. They've made great strides in, the last few decades in getting toilets installed, but still, it's hard to change the mindset of an entire nation, and sometimes it's just easier to pull your pants down and shit in the road. It's a real health hazard, so India has started the Poo to Loo campaign. They're urging people to take their bowel movements indoors. Right on the toilets, and they produced a 30-second ad. It's a computer-animated number. It is brilliant. It's got dancing turds and everything. I'll post a link to it on our show notes today and also post it on Facebook. Take a listen. It shows people, turds dancing in a nightclub setting and such, of course, but also poop dancing on the streets, getting on people's shoes. People are, smelling the poop. It's gross. Finally, there's a big toilet with lights on it, indicating that's where you need to shit. You should definitely poo in the loo. Believe it or not, UNICEF has something to do with this campaign. They've got a YouTube channel called Poo, the number 2, and then Loo. They have multiple videos, and what's great is they get, famous celebrities in India to make the Poo to Loo pledge. It's basically saying, I promise not to shit in the street anymore. Can you imagine our celebrities taking that pledge? I'm Barbara Walters, and I promise to never again shit on the streets. I'm Courtney Love. I can't make that promise, I'm sorry. quite frankly, I'm shitting in the street right now. All right, so here is a musical group called Indian Ocean. They're apparently huge over there, and they're taking the Pootaloo Pledge.
Hello, everybody. As proud citizens of India, all of us in Indian Ocean love our country. However, it's shocking to know that 620 million people in our country have to defecate out in the open every single day, thus spreading a lot of filth, dirt, and pollution in our environment. I think the time has come to try and take defecation to the loo and not let it stay out in the open.
The time is now!
So we're all going to join and sign the pledge by going to www.pootaloo.com.
Jugu.
And we really encourage you to do the same. Just go on there to the website and sign the pledge.
You know what? I'm going to start my own campaign. I'm encouraging all of you to videotape your bowel movements in public. Yeah, shitting on the street, shitting on the table of a McDonald's restaurant, whatever. On the windshield of your friend's car. Film it and send it to me. It'll be up on PootooJagoo.com real soon. All right, so that's the Pootaloo campaign. One place you never want to shit, though, of course, is on your partner's dick. That's why I've got a young lady here who's going to tell us all how to have hot and clean anal sex.
Hi, my leopard lovers. How are y'all doing today?
I may have used the term lady loosely. Sorry about that.
How are y'all doing today? So today's video, I had to show my Hello Kitty because it's so cute.
All right, let's focus here. I hate these YouTubers who can't stay on topic. Hi, my name is Tim, and I'm going to talk to you all today about blowjobs. The first, oh my God, my lip smackers taste like pineapples. Can you believe it? What was I talking about, huh?
That's a phone case.
Whatever.
This is all about anal sex.
Cool.
And how to do it the right way. Because so many people ask me, oh, I want my boyfriend to fuck me, but I don't know how to do it, girl. So that is why I'm here, to teach you bitches how to get that pooper cleaned and to get it ready for sperm, bitch. Mm-hmm.
This is why God put her on the planet. Everyone has a purpose.
You want to make sure that, you know, you ate a proper meal. You don't want to be eating no sloppy joes or, you know, nothing nasty and greasy, because nobody wants you to be freaking farting or having the runs or anything of that. And it would just be very embarrassing right before you're about to have sex. Oh, excuse me. I have to go take a poodle.
Aren't there enough videos on this topic and articles written? Everyone knows, don't eat weird shit before you have anal sex. You should clean yourself out. That's probably going to be her next tip. Use lots of lube. Go slow.
Then you want to make sure that you douche.
See?
Your butthole. Yeah.
Douche your
Otherwise,
butthole.
They have attachment hoses where you can have it connected to your shower, and you just kind of stick it up there and spray that shit clean, nice and clean, girl. Mm-hmm. And then, like, what I do is I just scrub a dub dub all in the tub. Like, I scrub, you know, make it all nice and smooth. I don't have it with me next to me, but I have butthole bleach. I know the first time I heard that, I laughed literally for like 20 minutes because I thought it was so funny. And this camera is way too heavy. See how big it is? It's freaking heavy. Let's see.
Butthole bleach. You're at butthole bleach. See, she's losing track.
I'm gonna focus.
Butthole bleach. Butthole bleach!
Okay, there we go. And then after you, you know, cleaned your area, that's gonna be getting fucked by a nice, warm, wet, cummed dick.
Ugh.
Then, you want to prepare yourself, you know, you have to have a lot of lubrication because you don't want anything bleeding, you don't want it to be dry.
Oh, okay. The one thing I was interested in, she completely forgot to talk about. Talk about the butthole bleach, bitch. I don't even want to continue on now.
And make sure you shave. Make sure you're smooth.
Really?
Sorry, I forgot about the butthole bleach. It's a treatment you can get online. The dark ring around your butthole that, like, you know, poop stains. I don't know what makes it. But you can have that bleach to make it so your butthole is the same color as the rest of your skin. So that's what I did, because who wants an ugly dark butthole? I wanted a pretty pink butthole, so I got one.
She gets what she wants. Here's my tip for having anal sex. Do it in the dark. I mean, see, this is the exact opposite of what she's saying. That way, you do it in the dark, you don't have to worry about what color your butthole is, and chances are, if something gross is going to happen, it's going to be while having anal sex. The darkness is way more forgiving. You can complete your act, and then afterwards, when you're cleaning up, you can discover the hideous truth of what went down. But, you know, mission accomplished at that point. Also, don't bother shaving your asshole. I like a little texture down there. It enhances the experience. I think, you know, I mean, this video goes on for another 4 minutes, but do we really want to hear any more tips from a tranny?
And then, yeah, make sure it's shaved or waxed. Just make sure it's extremely smooth. I always make sure mine feels like I never grew hair, because I really like when a guy goes down on me and, you know, his tongue is just going crazy down there. It makes my eyes roll.
She likes, to be tongue fucked.
And I'm like, daddy. So, yeah, you make sure it's smooth, clean, and pretty. You want a pretty butthole.
And that's one to grow on. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. I am looking for a few good freaks. You know, tax season is officially over. You are all flush with cash thanks to the government sending out those refund checks. Now it's time to sign up for the Sideshow. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Become a member. Get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, and more. Best of all, by signing up and supporting the program, it helps ensure that this show continues on for a long, long time. Help support Distorted View Daily. Go to SuperFreakSideshow.com right now. Become a member. You'll get access to a special RSS feed just for paying members, so you'll get all of the bonus shows and stuff just like you normally would on your podcast app. So go to SuperFreakSideshow.com, sign up right now. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a man has died after his mobility scooter plunges off of a pier.
Now I'm free to see the world.
There he goes, falling into the pier. An elderly man has died after his mobility scooter fell off a pier into the sea, police have said. Stuart Farquhar, 87, was pulled from the water at Pennon at the northern coast of Aberdeenshire at about 11 a.m. on Good Friday. This happened over there in the UK. He was helped by members of the public and airlifted to the hospital in Aberdeen. Has anyone ever created a mobility scooter jammer? You know how they have those TV jammers? They're sold as novelties. You use them as a prank, right? You point it at the television, it distorts the image, makes something, it looks like the TV's going crazy, but really it's just you messing around with it. They also have the ones where it'll turn off any TV. And so these people, I think it was Gizmodo, maybe it was Gizmodo, I think they got in big trouble for this. They went to like some trade show, like CES or something, or, you know, basically everything is a television screen showing off products and stuff, and they started turning off all the screens by just pressing a button. I would like a jammer for mobility scooters. Just makes the scooter go crazy. Maybe something went haywire with his, and that's why he ended up in the water. All right, he was helped by members of the public and airlifted to the hospital. The ambulance service said he'd suffered a head injury during the fall. It's believed he may have been attempting to turn the scooter when it fell into the water. This is why you want to spend the extra cash and go with the hover rounds, because they've got the patented zero-degree turn. You don't have to be backing up a little and pulling forward and try to maneuver and then back up again. No, no, no. None of that bullshit. All right, it's believed he may have been attempting to turn the scooter when it fell into the water. Report said Mr. Farquhar was a regular visitor to Pennon, where the locals know him well. The I guess Pennon became well known in the 1980s as the location for Bill Forsyth's BAFTA-winning film Local Hero, which tells the tale of... Aren't we talking about a dead guy right now? It's a very insensitive eulogy. It's more about the city than anything else. Pennon became well known in the 1980s as the location for Bill Forsyth's BAFTA-winning film Local Hero, which tells the tale of an American oil company that wants to build a refinery in a remote Scottish village. Oh, Scotland. Okay, whatever. See, while I was talking about the city, someone else fell into the pier. You gotta chain that thing off or something. It's dangerous. It's a death trap. All right, second story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most
fucked up state.
Ocala, Florida is where this story comes from. An infant is in critical condition. That sounds about right for a start of a new story coming from Florida. An infant is in critical condition days after his mother said she gave birth in a Marion County motel bathtub while on a 24-hour-long crack binge. Crystal Hassel, 37, told investigators she, her boyfriend, and her 11-month-old child checked into a motel room at the Vacation Host Inn on Friday night. She said that even though she was 7 months pregnant, she started going into labor after smoking crack cocaine for an entire day. That'll happen. Vincent Terry, Hassel's boyfriend, left with the 11-month-old boy to run an errand while Crystal was giving birth. What's more important than helping your wife give birth to your child? We are out of margarine. Crystal, I'm sorry, but I gotta go to the store. All right, where are we at here? Vincent Terry, Hassel's boyfriend, left with the 11-month-old to run an errand, so Hassel delivered the baby alone in the bathtub. According to a Marion County Sheriff's Office report, Hassel even cut the umbilical cord with her teeth. She gnawed it off. At one point, according to her telling investigators, the baby stopped breathing. So she gave the baby some crack, obviously. Get that heart started again. Fast. No, she did not give the baby crack cocaine. I hope not. All right. So the baby stopped breathing, said Judge Cochran. Hassel's first call wasn't to 911, though. It was to her boyfriend, who she told to hurry up and get back to the motel. But as Terry sped to return, he was pulled over by Marion County deputies. He was wanted for attempted murder in Colorado. Can't these two lovebirds catch a break? It really seems like the world's out to get him. Our Hassel told investigators she gave the baby breaths for nearly an hour to keep him alive, and finally, after learning her boyfriend wasn't coming, called 911. Hassel says, I was only 30, like 32 weeks, to which the 911 operator replied, okay, did anyone assist with the delivery? And Hassel said, no, I was here by myself. The newborn was airlifted from Monroe Regional Medical Center, where he is listed in critical condition, so the baby must have started breathing. It's a miracle. I mean, it's still a crack baby, but it's a miracle. All right. She should have called 911 earlier. She should have reached out to medical professionals. She didn't do that, and that's why she's in jail. She has now joined Terry at the Marion County Jail. She's been charged with child neglect. The Department of Children and Families said this kind of incident shouldn't happen. The 11-month-old boy has been placed in foster care. Hassel's being held on $5,000 bond. Terry is awaiting extradition to Colorado, so there you go. And finally today, freaks, we got one from Canada here, Brantford, Ontario, specifically a 31-year-old man who slashed the throat of a chihuahua and told police he thinks about killing people and eating their brains will be sentenced next month. Oh, just give him some community service. Randy Powers pleaded guilty on Wednesday to causing injury to an animal and uttering threats. He was remanded in custody until April 30th. Police were called to the apartment on March 15th. Paz answered the door with blood-smeared hands. It's a little incriminating. You don't want to answer the door when police are there with blood on you. Blood was found on the floor and walls of a bedroom. In the bathroom, officers found two small dogs cowering in the bathtub. One, a 3-pound chihuahua, was seriously injured with a cut to its throat. Officers asked Powis if he was responsible, and he replied, yep, I did it. Of course he did it. Who else was there? The other dog? The other dog wielding a knife? All right, Powis had been drinking and became enraged because the small dog had urinated and defecated in the apartment. Probably because you didn't take him out to go piss and shit because you were drinking. He became angry as officers spoke to him, started foaming at the mouth, and threatened to kill the police. How do you start foaming at the mouth on, like, command? I would love to be able to do that trick. All right, at the police station, Pa said he had been left alone with the dogs for 8 days. His girlfriend and her children were visiting a relative in Hamilton, Ontario, and he went fucking crazy. This is like The Shining. The isolation drove him crazy. All right, where are we at here? So, for 8 days, that's it, 8 days. His girlfriend and her children were visiting a relative. Pa said he lost it and was unable to control his anger at the animal. He then told police that he constantly thinks about hurting and killing people, something you probably don't want to admit to cops, especially if you want to get out of jail. Like, if you're already in trouble and you admit to that, you're not going anywhere for a long time. He had experienced such thoughts since he was a teenager. He also threatened to eat people's eyeballs and brains. The Chihuahua survived. The vet bill totaled $1,473, and the dog was surrendered to the SPCA because Paws' girlfriend couldn't pay the bill. The other dog remains in the residence. So there you go. See? Crazy is worldwide. It's not just the U.S. Even polite, scrappy little Canada has its fair share of nuts. There you go, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. If you've got a thought about one of these stupid news stories I read or anything I featured on the show, call 206-666-4463 and speak to me. I will play your call on an upcoming episode of Distorted View Daily. All right, let's see what some of my freaks are up to.
Hey, Timothy, it's Alex. Trippy Jackalope, I don't care what you call me. I'm just calling in because I think you're outdoing yourself with what you're doing with the podcast lately. But I was calling because...
Thank you.
I was just listening to your old shows back in 07.
Mm-hmm.
Look for the one that you premiered Black and White. It's like the 2nd of May? Yeah, look up that show and use it as a best-of show. Even if it's like an extended show, use it as a best-of show for the entire web feed if you ever need to, because it's one of your best shows, Timmy.
Like, it's the 2nd of May of what year? Oh, well, I don't know.
It was having me in tears that night. I was crying because I was just laughing so fucking hard. All right, Tim.
All right.
Have a great one.
I will consider that. The next best of show, May 2nd of some year.
Hey, Tim. This is Sideshow Freak Horse Lord. Been listening for a long time. But long story short, 2 years ago, I got a little drinky-drivey charge on my record, and I'm just working through all the community service.
Ugh.
Right now for that, and so I've still got about 16 hours left, but I've been doing it at an adult daycare center.
Oh my god.
Central Austin.
You poor guy. So, see, that would drive me to drink even more.
So, I mean, these old folks, they're on a completely, you know...
Like, I would have to get drunk in order to help these people.
A range from almost there to completely gone. I've got quite a few stories, so if you want to hear... any of them, let me know. I don't want to bore you, so...
No, of course. I would love to hear them. Call back in.
It's just my free sticky roo.
Everyone loves
like
that song.
Like the kind of roo you always had in school. It's just my free sticky roo.
Is that it? You're just going to sing the whole song? People do that. They call into the voicemail line just to sing.
And in line as long as he knows.
I think it's my fault because, you know, I force you guys to listen to me screech through songs. So this is like my payback.
My free second rule.
I'll take it. Okay. She's breathing heavily at the end. That song really took it out of her.
Hey, Timmy Boo, I heard you needed some voicemail callers.
I'm always looking for more voicemail callers.
Suck on my dick. Suck on these balls.
You know what? On second thought, no one call into the voicemail line. Let's just let this segment die out. Because if this is what I got... Is that how you end the song? Was it? Did he end it with nigga?
Nigga.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Wow, what a useless segment. Like, the last 5 or 10 minutes of the show, you might as well just skip past it. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66, God, and you know, God.
Get that pooper cleaned and to get it ready for sperm, bitch.
Spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Tim Henson, and I'll be right back with one to grow on.
I'm really super excited because I'm finally going to meet that boy I've been talking online with.
What's his name? Boner Scar 1962.
How old is he?
He said he was 14.
What are you guys going to do on your date?
I don't know. He said something about a shooting range.
Yeah, but Jenna,
I'm betting on a cockfight.
Jenna, what if he's a sexual predator?
What?
Hold it there. Let's just lighten up. It's just a date, okay? And so what if he's a little older than 14? Come on. Not all adults are sexual predators. And besides, you don't want to be ageist, right? Have you even been to a cockfight? Live a little.
Jenna, I haven't seen you around lately.
This morning sickness is a bitch.
How did you get that black eye?
Well,
look, do you want to study for our math test later?
Nah, I'm quitting school. Devin and I won like $50,000 betting on cockfights in the past 2 months. Then we turned around and put it all into this technology stock, which has just been going through the roof lately, and we're like millionaires now. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, check out my engagement ring. I hit myself in the eye with it when I woke up. I totally forgot I was wearing it when I fell asleep. This rock is huge!
Oh, I guess meeting that old guy online was the best thing that ever happened to you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one to grow on.